ready? Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can hit us up on The Blitz Facebook as well. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. Missed the first hour, a lot of good stuff. Prison letters, letter from a band, talked a little football, talked a little 70-year-olds going back to jail. All on podcastarena.com. Go check it out. We will continue to talk about weird stuff. I had a couple texts that yes, I own a bar on the northeastern side. Want to know how I could have you come out for your show. What great local craft beer, sports, and music bar. And I also have somebody from Beaumont saying the same thing. If you have a place and you want us out, man, go to ESPN975.com. There is a go to the advertising, and it'll give you the email for Todd, who I won't spell his name on air because you'll never remember it. But just email us, and they'll get with you, and we'll get out there. I'd love to get back to Beaumont. I'd love to get north again. We don't have a place up north right now. So, contact.
I'd like to find a place really close to my house would be ideal.
Northeast can't be too far from you.
It's not too far.
You're kind of northwest.
Yeah.
But.
Northwest preferred.
Yeah.
But northeast would work.
We are going to, I know we're going to be doing some at the Whitmire's establishment, which is very close to you.
That's very close to me. So, that's ideal.
Yeah, those guys are coming.
And they have whiskey. That's ideal. Yeah,
oh, they got more than whiskey. They got a little bit of everything. That place is fantastic. We're going to be doing a show out there.
That's an Uber ride show.
Yeah, definitely. Me too. 713-780-ESPN. Did you get a chance to watch that second Westworld?
No, I didn't.
I figure it'll be next week now. Okay.
Something always comes up.
Yeah.
Like something always happens that I can't get to it. And I know what it was. It was the second one's not on demand yet. So I had to wait the next showing that was available in English was at 11:30 last night.
Okay.
So I recorded it at 11:30. So I actually did try to watch it. I made the effort, but it wasn't on demand yet. So it's on my DVR now, so I can watch it. I'll probably watch it tonight after the game.
Okay.
Or if the game turns to total crap.
Which I might watch it very well could.
Well.
I hate to say it. I'm starting to kind of fall in with everybody else. I'm not all that interested in that game tonight.
I think maybe, as much as I love football, I think maybe the Thursday night thing may be a misstep for the NFL.
Yeah.
Maybe we're oversaturating a little.
Yeah, that's what Mark Cuban said. So
Mark Cuban might be honest. He's a smart guy.
He is. If we were going to have a reality TV show guy run for president, why couldn't it be him?
That would have been better.
I actually like him.
He actually volunteered to be a running mate for I think for both of them.
Really?
So
I like him.
But then Trump pissed him off, and then that didn't work out.
Yeah.
Lamont says, if you were in Shawshank, would you rather be Team Boggs and the Sisters or Red, Andy, and Friends?
Well, it didn't end well for Team Boggs. Boggs got he never walked again and drank through a straw the rest of his life.
Right.
So I don't want that. I also don't want to be Andy trying to fight him off. Could I just be Red?
You don't think Red ever caught that treatment?
No, I'm pretty sure Red was safe because Red wasn't the most attractive man, just like me. They wouldn't really bother him.
What are you, crazy?
He's old. They'd leave him alone.
Morgan Freeman. That Red looks just like Morgan Freeman.
Does he?
Yeah.
Maybe so.
Dead ringer. I think I'll go with Red, Andy, and Friends team because even though they caught the bad end of that one encounter, which was obviously unfortunate, at the end of the movie, they had their freedom.
Yeah.
And Boggs was drinking from a straw. So, plus Boggs.
Well, actually, they implied that Andy did not get away a lot of times, if you recall.
Yeah.
He said, I'd like to say he always succeeded. And then that was his routine, was part of his routine, was fighting them off. And he didn't always succeed. So I'm guessing that, you know, he had some Boggs action a lot.
Yeah. That sucks.
Yeah, well, never mind.
I still think I'd go with freedom.
Eventually, yeah. If
I'm
you tell me
how many, long game,
yeah,
I'd probably have to take it. So I got my freedom.
Probably be with you on that.
I don't understand that whole prison rape thing.
I'm pretty sure it's more. And having not been in prison, I can't speak to this, but I'm pretty sure it's more of a Hollywood thing than it is an actual thing.
Yeah.
Because the people I've talked to who have been inside, they say some of that happens, but it's not nearly as much as you see in the movies.
Like, wouldn't you rather just take care of those things yourself?
Theoretically, yeah. I mean, that's what I do anyway.
Yeah.
It's the same as being married, right?
Right. Like, that's the one thing in prison that wouldn't change.
Yeah, exactly.
Heavy masturbation schedule. Although, I don't know, where do you find the privacy to do it? That's the other question.
Well, if you're in solitaire, it's pretty easy.
That's true.
So, I came across something today I wanted to share with the people, because, you know, I like to help the people. Because I want everybody to be successful, right?
Okay.
I want everybody to have whatever they want in life. So, this is a list of the 5 most crucial things successful people do in the first hour of their day.
Okay.
So, I'm curious whether either one of you guys do any of these.
Very little gets done during my first hour.
Okay.
I poop, I brush my teeth, and drink some coffee usually.
Okay.
That's about it.
Now, this is a little different for us because technically work starts at 4. I mean, it starts sooner than that because we're doing show prep. But number one on the list is get in some pre-work exercise. Going for a run or hitting the gym before work is essential. It clears your mind and psychs you up for the day ahead and any challenges it might bring. Now, you do that.
Every day I exercise before the show.
Okay. I have that. It's not the first hour, though, because I do the website and then I do some show prep. Then I go to the gym. Then I come back and do some more stuff.
Okay.
So does that count?
Yeah.
Okay. Number 2 is eat a healthy breakfast.
I think this is basically saying this is stuff you should do before you go to work.
Yeah. Well, I say the first hour of the day, this is what successful people do. I can't do all this in an hour.
Right.
All right, so
successful people can. Guys like you and me, we've got to pick and choose.
Exactly. Eat a healthy breakfast. Do you do that?
I've gotten to now where my breakfast is like it's coffee and protein powder and almond milk and, you know, like some, like a natural butter. It's like I make a smoothie out of coffee every morning.
Okay. I have like a coffee and a workout bar. That's my breakfast. So I guess that counts, right?
Yeah, I think it's relatively healthy. Right.
Clear your inbox. So many people say you should leave this until the afternoon. It's important to start the day off as you intend to go on as soon as you sit down to work. I clear my inbox
constantly.
Yeah, that's not just a morning thing.
I can't be red dot guy.
Oh, no, I hate that.
So
I had to turn off my email on my phone because I hate the red dots.
Not only that, it's clear my inbox, clear my text messages.
Yep.
Clear any Facebook notifications that I may have gotten. Any red dots that are on my phone.
Gone.
I have to take care
of it. I'm with you 100%
on that. Right when I wake up.
John, how are you on that? Where do you stand on that one?
Every time I get a chance to, I will.
Okay. Right.
Except for, I guess, text messages, because sometimes if I'm busy and I don't like that red notification, but I have to not check it, because if I check it and I close it out, I'll forget to reply back. So I also have turned my red replies on so that if somebody did see, if I already clicked the box, it kind of forces me to reply back to the person. So because they see that I already read it and kind of feel like a jerk if I don't reply back immediately.
Yeah, see, the only time I don't reply is, well, you have a lot more meetings. You have to do meetings all the time. That sucks. Actually, some of the meetings you're in, I would be replying to people. But if I'm in a meeting or I'm working out or I'm asleep, otherwise I'm responding. Or I'm just ignoring you because I don't like you.
And then it bugs me the hell. It really bugs me when I can't get rid of a notification, because sometimes, you know, so there's something buggy with an app or something and that red number one or that red dot will it bothers the hell out of me when I can't get rid of it.
I can't deal with it.
Same with like apps that won't update.
Oh
man.
Those are the worst.
I delete those apps.
Yeah.
I don't have those apps anymore. If it won't update, I just get rid of it.
I think to get rid of them, you delete it and re-download it, but then it's a pain in the ass just to...
I don't re-download it because I'm worried that if I re-download it, it won't work right.
All right, number four on the list, determine your goals for the day. Once you've sorted through your inbox and you know exactly what needs doing, make sure to set clear goals for the day ahead.
I have pretty much the same goals every day. Poop, brush my teeth, go work out.
Do the show. Yeah.
And then watch TV. Like, that's my goals.
I think those are good goals. I've kind of changed because I try to make sure that I get something posted to the website first off. And then I've kind of added a bunch of stuff to it, but it's not that much more. And then set yourself a priority list. It says you can't go wrong with a to-do list. After you've set goals for yourself each day, make a list of the key tasks that need completing in order of priority and importance. I admit I do that, but it's also part of, like, I have a daily routine. And so those priorities are kind of built in, right? You know, where it's like, okay, I'm going to do this, 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 and this, and this. And then I can play Xbox.
In high school. Homework and play Xbox.
Yeah, if I get everything done by a certain time, then I've got, you know, an hour to get on and play NHL 17 or something, which I have to admit I'm not all that impressed with.
Okay.
I'm probably going to write a review for it here in a couple of weeks. So,
a review to who?
Just on the website. I'm just going to review NHL 17.
Oh, on your website. I thought you meant like to them. Like,
no, no.
God, hey, I don't like your game.
No, I'm not going to tell them that.
They don't care if you like that
game. I know they don't care. It's just, but I'm going to let people know for, you know, before they buy it, kind of, hey, you're probably better off with the one you already got.
Okay.
Which
I think that's where I've gotten now with most sports video games. You don't need the new one every single year, especially now that you can update rosters like via download.
Yeah.
Because the game doesn't change that much year to year.
No, and in fact,
if you get it every 2 or 3 years, you're probably better off.
See, one of the things they change that I don't like is franchise mode, because I like to play franchise mode and build a team and draft and all that stuff. Well, now they've changed it like they did in Madden, where you have to sell tickets and upgrade the suites and all that crap. I don't want to do that. I want to be a general manager. I don't want to be worried about that kind of crap.
You don't want to be
the owner. No. Well, supposedly, I don't know any GMs that are worried about the suite sales. That's not their job.
That's not their job.
No, they're making you team president instead of GM. I want to be GM, man. I want to build my team. I want to make trades and then get out and play and win Stanley Cups.
Yeah, I just like to play the game and smash little kids online.
See this text we got from Jerome?
No.
He's got his mail, 525 red dots.
Oh, Jerome.
Yeah, I do like to get online and...
Shame.
There's like this one guy in Jamaica that always plays me. And he usually beats my butt.
That's why Jerome's not a successful person.
Yeah, see, there you go. He could be a lot more successful.
Jerome also never eats healthy. And God bless him.
Well, he weighs 8 pounds.
Yeah. The guy looks like he's a vegan marathon runner.
Yeah.
But he does nothing but put poison into his body. When he worked here, every day I'd come in and he would do the show that led into our show. And I'd come in here and there'd be a bag of fast food and like a giant soda. And it's amazing that his body's able to process that. But one day, that body is going to be like, you know what, Jerome? Enough of this. I'm done with you.
He's the only he's the only person that I know that goes to James Coney Island. He went at least once a month.
And the other thing, Jerome is one of the few people that could actually keep up with us when it comes to alcohol too. He can put it away. And dude weighs 8 pounds. I don't get it. I wish I had that metabolism.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Window World of Houston. Not only are these guys providing premium quality replacement windows at a great price, but they are made right here in the United States of America. And they carry the Good Housekeeping seal of approval. Window World's become the country's number one window company by offering a lifetime warranty, higher quality product, and a low price that starts at just $189. The first step to reducing your energy bills, call Window World of Houston. Schedule your free written estimate with absolutely no hassles or high pressure. It's a free estimate, guys. You've got nothing to lose. Get these premium quality, double hung, double pane windows for just $189. Every window comes with a lifetime warranty, transferable warranty that includes glass breakage. I've given you too many reasons. Just call these guys, 713 713-439-1172 or go online at windowworldhouston.com. That's 713-439-1172 or windowworldhouston.com. It's Window World, simply the best for less.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. It's just one of those things. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Barry says his wife has 41K unread emails on her phone.
I couldn't handle it.
I couldn't either. That's one of the...
Just don't have email on your phone then, you know?
Exactly. I wouldn't... Well, I don't look at my wife's phone. I don't really care what's on there. But 41,000. My goodness.
I just feel like if you're going to choose to do that, if you're going to choose to have email on your phone... Let's
check them.
Yeah.
It's not that hard.
Read your emails.
713. Somebody said just had James Coney Island today for lunch. Yeah, there's... I don't do any hot dogs anymore except for that Good Dog Houston. Those are the only ones I ever do. But those are like specialty dogs. Those are really good. Have you been there? They got one in Montrose now. You definitely need to check that out.
What is it?
Good Dog Houston.
Is that the one with
I don't like hot dogs.
Deer meat and stuff like that?
They have all kinds of stuff. Yeah, this isn't hot dogs. Trust me. It is and it isn't. Let's grab some phone calls. Ernest, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Oh, sports guy, sports.
Sports to you?
Yes, sir. I was got a question for you. What are you feeling and what are you thinking about this? Obviously they're hyping it up on your radio station, the Dallas and Packer game. And please tell me Troy Aikman's not going to be one of the announcers.
Well, I'm sure he is. That's a Fox afternoon game, right?
Yeah.
That'll be Troy. I have a better idea tomorrow. We'll go through all those at 5 o'clock. I think I would like to see Dak Prescott actually get tested a little bit. I'd like to see him throw a pick. I want to see how he bounces back from some adversity.
I think he did a good job of that last week when he fumbled the ball. And
yeah,
I mean, things could have unraveled from
but
there.
But
they already kind of had a healthy lead at that point. So
yeah, I'd like to see him get down and then have him make a mistake and then see how he does against a good team, because he did a good job against San Francisco. If he can do it against these guys, and I'm not sure how good Green Bay is, but I know they're better than Cincinnati and San Francisco and everybody else they played, and it's at Lambeau. That's what I want to see.
Yep, they're getting Troy Aikman.
Of course they are.
And how do you pronounce it? Tom Brenneman and Troy Aikman. What happened to Joe Buck? I guess he's doing baseball.
Yeah, he must be.
Probably so.
Thom Brenneman?
Yeah, Thom Brenneman. Yeah. Brenneman.
Well, I might actually be able to watch it then, because...
No Joe Buck?
No Mr. Hairplugs. Squeeze in a couple more calls. Lawrence.
May the sports be with you.
Sports to you.
And also with you.
Sex in the morning.
Not for me. I mean,
no?
Maybe on the weekend, but if I have sex in the morning, like before I go to the gym, I feel like that's all my life force leaving me, and then I'm just going to get beat up at the gym, and while sex is nice, it's not worth getting beat up over for me. So, no. I save that for nighttime. Plus, once I have sex, I'm an old man now. When I have sex, it's pretty much like taking two sleeping pills and drinking half a bottle of Jack. It knocks me out. That's it for me. There's nothing like once I. There's no like, hey, let's have sex and then go do something. No, that's not happening. If we have sex, I'm gonna fall asleep.
I've been married for 7 years now. It's not even an option for me anymore to discuss.
Morning sex?
Any sex. No.
Day sex. I mean, I'll need a nap. Who's time for a nap?
Let's try Brian. Yeah, if you're going to be successful, there's no nap on that list. What's up, Brian?
Hey, sports guys. I just wanted to, I know you all don't want to, get questions about Romo, you know, Dak Prescott or anything like that. But I wanted to get you all's take on, I guess, in your lifetime, like, what's the greatest, like, quarterback controversy? Because, like, for me, it's been, you know, Steve Young, Joe Montana, Brett Favre, you know, Aaron Rodgers, and then Drew Bledsoe and Tom Brady. So I just wanted to see, like, you know, how you all rank those in your lifetime.
See, I don't see the first two as real controversies because Young was never going to get his chance while Montana was there.
Right.
And Montana had to leave, and then he got his chance. Same thing with Favre and Rodgers. I don't really see those as actual controversies. I think those guys kind of might have been forced out before they were ready, but there wasn't really a debate at that point.
Are you going to say Rob Johnson and Doug Flutie?
That was a good one.
That was a good
one. That was a damn good one.
All I did was say, yeah, the problem is they both suck. Like, can't the Bills just get one good quarterback instead of having two mediocre ones?
I think those are the best ones. Brian Hoyer versus Ryan Mallett.
Yeah.
David Carr and Sage Rosenfels.
No, that was Sage and Matt Schaub.
I think...
was it?
Yeah. Drew Brees, Philip Rivers was a good one.
That was a good one. Yeah.
I think Phil Sims, Jeff Hostetler was a good one way back in the day.
Going way back, you had Lynn Dickey and Dan Pastorini here.
Yeah, that's for the that Oilers.
It was way before your time.
That predates me.
Which I remember because I was at one of them's quarterback camp when I was like 5 or 6, 7 maybe.
And how about Elvis Gerbach and Rich Gannon? Remember that?
It's a good one.
Yeah, I don't know what the best ones are.
I can just, to me, a quarterback controversy is when you have a legitimate conversation over an entire season over who should be starting.
Right.
And in the case of Favre, he retired. He would have been, and they were ready to move on, but what the hell's going on out there now? Here we
go. It's a party. It's always a party out in the hallway when we're broadcasting.
Gee whiz.
Never changes. Yeah. All right, guys. Dick's is opening 10 new stores in 6 different locations around Houston on October 21st. Willowbrook Mall, Deerbrook Mall, the Woodlands Mall, First Colony Mall, and 2 more locations, Katy and Baybrook, are huge buildings that are actually going to house 3 stores, a Dick's, a Field & Stream, and a Golf Galaxy all under one roof. They're going to have everything from ski gear to biking gear, clothes, sneakers, backpacks, fishing gear, water sports, basic workout and outdoor clothing. They're going to have team sports stuff, baseball bats, gloves, footwear, apparel, every athlete's needs under one roof, and they're going to give away a ton of prizes, over 10,000 prizes that weekend, and they're going to have over 40 athletes and celebrities appearing at their stores during the opening weekend. These Dick's Sporting Goods stores are the first of their kind in the whole country, and they picked Houston to get started in. It's really amazing. You can do everything at these stores. Get your golf clubs fitted. Try a new driver in the virtual hitting bay at the Golf Galaxy stores. They'll steam your baseball glove if you need. To find out more about the celebration Dick's is planning for their grand opening weekend, visit Dick's.com/Houston. It's Dick's.com/Houston. October 21st, Dick's.com/Houston for more details.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. Mont said Young and Montana was a controversy after Montana left. And it was a controversy in Indianapolis after Peyton left too, but to me that's not a quarterback controversy. It's, should this guy be playing or should this guy be playing? Like, I think Brady and Bledsoe was a legitimate conversation.
Yeah.
After Brady came in. And then, if you recall, that first Super Bowl.
Because Bledsoe was legitimately a franchise quarterback.
Yeah. And that team was really good. And then Bledsoe came in for, Brady got hurt in one of the playoff games, and Bledsoe came in and won it. So that's probably the best one I can think of, but I need to think more about it. All right, we have joining us now, as he does every week, fantasy football expert. You could follow him on Twitter at Harris Football, Christopher Harris. And Christopher, Also wrote a novel, War on Sound. How's the response been to that, Christopher?
Yeah, really good. Thanks for mentioning it. Sold, I guess, a whole bunch of copies. I don't exactly get to see every, you know. It feels to me like people are buying it. That's good.
You better find out, otherwise they're stealing from you.
Yeah, one of these days we'll have a discussion about these damn publishers, man.
I may need new management. Yeah, I think it's going pretty well, and I'm very appreciative. I've been bribing people like crazy. Basically, anybody who takes a picture of themselves with the book and emails it to Harris at harrisville.com, I'm like, I'm going to bribe you. I'm going to give you stuff. I'm going to enter you win stuff. So I'm sure I'm inflating book sales, but that's what the promotions racket is all about, right?
Absolutely. But, man, make sure they're telling you what they're selling, man. That's I've dealt with publishers a lot. They will screw you the first chance they get. So, all right. Well, let's talk a little fantasy football. And first off, this game tonight, with Simeon looks like he's going to play. Does that affect what you think of any of the other Broncos on offense?
I think it probably puts you at ease a little bit. Paxton Lynch played okay until the moment when he didn't play okay at all. He basically had a play from his 1 yard line where kind of lost his mind. And we have a saying on the podcast that he channeled his inner Nick Foles and decided to just throw it way up in the air into double coverage, and it got picked. And from that point, he really seemed depressed. And we'll say this for Trevor Siemian, he might not have Paxton Lynch's arm strength or stature, but he hasn't really pressed. I think Demaryius Thomas, Emmanuel Sanders gain a little more stability as a result of that happening.
And a couple of other questions we had from some listeners. The first one was, like, a guy like Melvin Gordon, do you sell him high now if you don't think that that's a guy who's going to continue to do it for you? And just in general, is this a point where if you have somebody you think has overperformed, you think about selling high?
Sure. This is the time, in fact. Yeah, this is the point where you're 5 weeks in, you're getting well on halfway through the regular season for fantasy, and hopefully, I feel like I want to start believing my eyes more than my memory of what teams were. You know, you don't want to believe the Carolina defense is bad, and then at some point you go, no, the Carolina defense is kind of bad, and you should believe what you see. As far as Melvin Gordon goes, well, the answer is yes, if you think it's not going to continue. I'm a little higher on Gordon than the typical football cynic, I think, tends to be at this point. I'm just not a big believer in yards per carry as a super meaningful stat. I just don't think that's an indicator of whether someone's good. I will 100% agree that the touchdown rate is probably unrealistic. I'll also 100% agree that if you're worried that he's going to fumble a couple more times and then be benched, I hear that too. But I think he's a good player, so I don't feel he's like a super must sell, but I also don't mind if you want to go look around your league and just see what you get for him.
What do you do with a guy like Jamaal Charles at this point? Do you start him? Do you wait a little longer, let him play a game, especially if you've got some other running back options? How do you deal with that?
Maybe that's right. I had a hard time ranking him, and on harrisfootball.com, you can see my ranks, and I wound up with him 20th among running backs, which is obviously way, way lower than you'd have him if you knew he was healthy and knew he was going to get used like you would hope a borderline Hall of Famer might get used. But sure, I think if you come with, the only problem is if the other solution you came up with is Spencer Ware, you're left in the same kind of predicament where, okay, well, you know, if I'm wrong and Charles, or if the person who's deciding this is wrong and Charles is going to get 15, 16, 17 touches, well, then Spencer Ware was a useless start. So if you're of the mindset that you want to give Charles a rest, you kind of have to give Spencer Ware a rest too. I know there's talk about how, oh, yeah, they're going to sprinkle him in. And what does the verb to sprinkle mean? How many carries does that translate to? I agree with you. That's a pretty good point. Like maybe just for 1 week, you kind of see how it goes.
I'm not in love with him this week due to a matchup, but I really like both these Falcons running backs. I mean, which one do you see? Do you see him sort of splitting for the whole season, or do you see one guy kind of, you know, becoming more of the lead back and the other guy sort of fading back at some point?
I think if they both stay healthy, it probably stays a split, and that is kind of the dream scenario for NFL GMs and coaches right now. Like, let's get a couple of good ones and not wear either one of them out. And of course, it's good NFL strategy if it works, and who cares if it bothers us for fantasy? You know, it is actually what they should be doing. The player that I'm most surprised by, we've talked about it a couple of times since I've been on this season, Tevin Coleman is just somebody I never thought could catch the ball like this. I think everybody knew that for his size, he had really good straight ahead speed. I don't think he's laid down anything on tape that makes you go, wow, you know, incredible wiggle. What incredible, like, multi-cut ability on a single run. No, but, like, get him in the open field and he's gone, and that's awesome. So, yeah, Devontae Freeman was very good last week, and then Tevin Coleman was sort of the spark. You look at the snap count from last week, Freeman had way more snaps. That was probably about mile high, and Tevin Coleman having the sickle cell trait, not wanting to jeopardize his long-term health. It'll probably go back to very similar snap count this week against Seattle. Like you said, pretty tough matchup. You know what, though? I'd probably be using either one of them. It's tough to bet into that winning streak. This may just be one of the best offensive lines in the league, up there with the Cowboys. And I guess until last week, I would have said the Broncos. I think when they're healthy, they have a really good one. It may just be that against any defense, this offensive line can move it a little bit.
This is crazy, but Jimmy Graham has 100-yard games back-to-back going for him, and he's playing the Falcons this week. Do you think maybe we're going to see a return to old Jimmy Graham at some point?
Well, the production's been really, really good, yeah. I'm stunned because this is supposed to be the death knell injury, the torn patellar tendon, stunned that he's even functional, right? I'm not going to say I've seen enough of him running around on film to say I know for sure what's up with his knee, but I haven't. Until I see the skywalking routine, until I see the basketball player leaping real high, there was a play, I think against the Jets a couple of weeks ago, seems like a year ago, where the defensive back, Graham makes the play. It's offsides on the Jets. It's a ball that's free ball, and so Wilson just throws it up into double coverage, and Graham catches it. But what's funny about the replay is that the one who skies is actually the defensive back, and Graham just sort of boxes him out. I'm used to seeing Graham sky, and so maybe that isn't there for him right now. But if the usage is going to stay like that, he's got to be a must start. I think maybe I'm coming down sort of mealy mouths is saying, like, for fantasy, I'm starting him. I don't know that I'm totally convinced he's the same guy.
I guess this question's for both you guys, because I noticed in both your rankings you have Brady number one among quarterbacks this week. Are you totally sold off one game on the Browns? Is it because Cincinnati is not what we thought they were? Why have Brady number one?
For me, it's napalm in the league. Yep. That's what I think is going to happen here. I agree there's a phenomenon of overreacting into the last thing that you saw and throwing for 400 whatever yards against Cleveland. You got to calm down a little bit. But I don't really usually buy into the narrative thing. I think this is a napalming the league. We're not gonna like air blunt you 20 times before ahead. We're just gonna keep throwing. And from a fantasy perspective, that's where I want to be. Now, whether you have him 1, 2, 3, whatever, I'm basically trying to say, start the dude.
One from one of our listeners in a standard league. How do you decide on starting between high volume target wide receivers like Edelman, Curley, Shepard versus deep threat targets such as Cooper, Marshall, or Jeffrey?
It's often about what you feel like your team needs. You know, do I need the safety of getting 7 points, or do I want to try DeSean Jackson and see if I can get 20? That hasn't really happened yet for DeSean Jackson, but it will. It will at one point this year. He's going to have three games where he goes 118 yards and two touchdowns. It always happens, and it's just tough to know. That's why it's hard to own him, because it's tough to know when it's coming. Often my advice winds up being, what do you feel like your lineup needs? Are you an underdog? Do you have a lot of guys on bye? Do you feel bad about some of your other matchups? Then maybe try for the higher upside guy. If you feel pretty solid about where you are, just feel like, well, give me my 7, 8 points, then maybe that's where you go.
All right. That's Christopher Harrison. Christopher, tell them what all's on the website again. We got a lot of new listeners, and let them know one more time how they can get your novel as well.
Oh, yeah. So I have a podcast. That's how Daddy pays the bills. I have a podcast 5 days a week that's about all this silly stuff that we seem to obsess about so much, which, you know, in the end, not that serious, but we have fun talking about it. Go to harrisfootball.com. It's Monday through Friday, and it's free, and you can get instructions about how to get it on the website. And then, yeah, the book is waronsoundbook.com. Would love it if folks would check it out. It's about music, sort of an indie band, fictional indie band that has a hard time getting a toehold and then winds up selling out and bad stuff happens.
All right. That's Christopher Harris. Joins us every week. Christopher, have a great week, my friend. We will talk to you next Thursday.
We will. Thank you very much for having me.
All righty. It's Christopher Harris. All right, guys. You want to get some action in on the game tonight? We talked about some potential plays, and I've got a couple coming this weekend. I'll have them posted on the website tomorrow. But if you want to play, place to go, MyBookie. Time to put your money where your mouth is, and you can join thousands of online players just like me who have made the jump to MyBookie. I play MyBookie exclusively now, and I've had nothing but good luck with them. And man, the biggest thing is being able to get paid when you win. That's the biggest beef I've had with websites. Well, not with MyBookie. Fast, no-hassle payouts. I've had no issues with them, and I really can't emphasize enough how important that is. And if you join now, they're going to match your deposit with 100% bonus. All you have to do is use promo code FRED to activate the offer. And the other thing I really like about them, they have a full race book with all the bets and racetrack odds. So I can sit there and play horses and football all day long on the weekends. Visit them today or give them a call at 844-900-BETS, 844-900-BETS, or just go to the website. You play, you win, you get paid. Get rid of your bookie. You want to get rid of that guy. You don't trust him anyway. Check out MyBookie. Sign up today.
ESPN 97.5.
Yo, G, they can't stop me from rapping, can they? Can they, huh?
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Halloween is coming. So you get a new puppy and your best friend is known as a puppyzilla in the neighborhood.
I had that.
Turn your little monster into a prince with a little help from Man's Best Friend and ESPN 97.5. We're giving away a $250 gift card to Man's Best Friend to help turn your doggy disaster into a companion. Log on to ESPN975.com to enter or come by any of our station events for your chance to win. Your gift card can be used for obedience training, protection training, doggy daycare, and boarding. Man's Best Friend is your answer.
Woof, woof.
Okay, can I ask a question?
I did not write it.
Well, I get that, but is getting a puppy for Halloween a big deal? Do people get puppies for Halloween?
I don't know.
We're going to make it a thing.
Okay. I'm just asking.
We'll make it a thing.
All right.
People get puppies all the time.
Are you going to get Teresa a puppy for Halloween?
No.
Okay, then.
No, she's already pregnant.
All right. You're not making it a thing, then. JB says, just sitting here at the dealership waiting for my oil change, currently streaming the show on my phone. Thanks for making the wait smooth, Fred and AJ. You're welcome, man. It's a good way to listen to the show. If you got crap to do where you have to just sit and wait, that's why we have that great app, man.
Yeah.
ESPN 97.5 app. So appreciate you guys. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
I love it when nerds get ticked off. Not nerds, really.
What are you talking about?
I would say dorks. Guy Gaxers.
Yeah.
Even more Guy Gaxian than me. So, I don't know if you saw this, but Bob Dylan was awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature yesterday.
And I did see that.
It's the first time the honor's gone to a musician. And they credit him with having created new poetic expressions within the great American song tradition. I kind of thought it was cool.
Yeah.
I mean... You're honoring the guy for what he's done. Well, not everyone's happy about this because it's a prize for literature, right?
Ryan.
Well, guess who's not happy?
Writers.
Literatures.
Yeah.
Writers. Yep. Litterers.
Wah.
The Scottish novelist Irvine Welsh wrote this on Twitter. I'm a Dylan fan, but this is an ill-conceived nostalgia award wrenched from the rancid prostates of senile gibbering hippies.
Who wrote that?
A Scottish novelist named Irvine Welsh.
Irvine Welsh?
Yeah, I'm not familiar with his work. I don't follow him on Twitter. A friend of mine sent this to me, but ill-conceived nostalgia award wrenched from the rancid prostates of senile gibbering hippies.
Hmm.
Aren't most prostates rancid? That's not really...
Probably.
Yeah, they're not... It's not like they smell like roses. Senile gibbering hippies.
Okay. I mean, sorry, bro. Sorry you didn't win.
There's a lot of people who apparently agree with him that this was not a good idea. He He was the guy who wrote Trainspotting.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty good. I'll give him credit for that. He looks like an angry old Scottish
guy. I'm digging through his Twitter timeline.
Yeah.
And one of the things he retweeted, to everyone scared of the P word, Bob Dylan was a folk singer. Folk is, by its very definition, people's music, popular music, pop music. I don't know anyone who would call Bob Dylan a pop musician.
No. That, by that, if you use that train of thought, you could say anything's pop music.
Yeah. I mean,
hip hop is popular, so therefore it becomes pop music, right?
Hmm. Well, whatever. Sorry. Sorry you lost, bro. Sorry you're not the champion of nobility.
So there are some people praising him, like Salman Rushdie. You thought that was pretty cool. But a lot of criticism there. And I'm not quite sure why he's upset about it. And I think it's kind of cool.
Did he write a book that he thought he had a chance of winning with?
That I don't know. Probably. But has he ever won a Nobel Prize?
I don't know.
Maybe that's what it is.
I mean, he wrote a book about heroin junkies. I don't know.
Maybe you go spot a few more trains and write another one. Maybe you'll win. Just curious. Yeah, that's his big hit, was Train Spotting.
Well,
so I'm not really seeing any awards for him.
Well, too bad. I haven't heard of anything else. Someone else shows up and things have gone a certain way forever, and then suddenly it's changed, people don't like it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like for the longest time, remember the ESPYs for best fighter would always go to a boxer, and then they started putting MMA people in it, and people were like, "What? How's this happening? This isn't their award." It's just, I mean, it's something different, but it's sort of, I mean, it's a,
I'm okay with change.
Yeah.
I'm okay with difference. And I'll tell you what, Bob Dylan has probably had more of an influence on people than Irvine Welsh.
Yep.
So I think it's a little jealousy there. And that is your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gym of the day.
Speaking of Gygaxian talk, did you guys see this thing on Jeopardy?
No.
Oh, which one?
The woman.
Yeah, I did. Yeah,
So Alex Trebek is like interviewing each contestant, and he gets to this woman, and she's explaining what she does for a hobby.
I think it's very fun. It's called Nerdcore Hip Hop. It's
Nerdcore Hip Hop.
Yes. It's people who identify as nerdy rapping about the things they love, video games, science fiction, having a hard time meeting romantic partners, you know. It's really catchy and fun.
Losers, in other words.
Well, I think... Sure.
I'm teasing you.
He wasn't teasing. He meant it. Did you see the other one? They had a whole category on Florida Man.
Oh, no.
You should find that. It was on, I can't remember what website it was on. I'll try to find it. But they had an entire Florida Man website. I guarantee you all of those have been Gym of the Day at one time or another.
Man, Trebek with no chill.
Yeah, I like it. All right. We got a lot to get to the next hour, so don't go anywhere. We'll get some phone calls in and a lot of fun stuff, and we'll have more Jeopardy. How's that?
That sounds good. All right. I'm going to tell you guys about Allied Outdoor Solutions. And if you look out at your backyard and you say, man, this has so much potential, but something's not right, call the guys at Allied Outdoor Solutions, 713-465-0400. They can help get you started on renovating that backyard, making it look great again, whether it's your pool deck, your grayed-out patio, or an old ugly driveway. They can put down a carved stone overlay on it, which gives a superior look of real stone on your existing surface for way less money. Everybody wants that stone look, but nobody wants to pay all the money it costs to tear everything out and put that actual stone in. Carved stone gives you that look. It's trout, hand-carved, custom-colored for your home, so it looks great. It's twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands by it with a 7-year warranty. They can help you with residential and commercial projects. They can also help you with other backyard-related items, whether you want a covered patio or a water feature, a fire feature, an outdoor kitchen. They can help you with all of that stuff. They can help you save money as well. They offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Get a Carvestone overlay for the look and feel of real stone for less money from Allied Outdoor Solutions today. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, see what they can do for you, or check out the Carvestone Project's photo gallery online at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. Call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions. Like a rolling stone.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.